أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: كل نفس ذائقة الموت. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, God willing, by the grace and will of Almighty Allah, we are going to talk about the importance of life hereafter or a doomsday in the light of Islamic reflections. Today, God willing, we are going to open a new chapter talking about the life hereafter, its importance, its significance, its impacts on everyone's daily life. And then the whole program, God willing, will be ended when we could have when we could illustrate and talk about every aspect of this important topic. But prior touching this important and significant issue, some two important points are going to be mentioned, but these two important points are related to our previous lecture. The topic we have touched in the previous lecture, that was Imam al-Zaman, or the living Imam of the Shi'ites, Imam al-Zaman, Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. May Almighty Allah hasten his reappearance. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, the two important points that I'm going to touch, they are as following. First, the life of Imam al-Zaman alayhi salam. This is one of those important issues that has clicked not only the Shi'ites but also their opponents' minds too. Most of the people might ask this question, that how is it possible that Imam al-Zaman alayhi salam should be alive for more than one century? More than one century in 200 years, that is, that Imam Zaman alayhi salam is living. So for most of the ordinary people, it might be a controversial question, that how is it possible that a man should live this much long? And our opponents have also said that, okay, how do you believe, or how dare do you believe that you have to believe in a person in one's living that he should remain or he should be alive more than a century? How is it possible? So we do have responses, as the Holy Quran has many examples in this respect. Firstly, from the Quranic perspective, everyone would taste death. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every spirit, every soul, everyone would taste death. So there is no one that should remain forever. Even Imam Zaman alayhi salam would not remain forever. Even the Jesus, the Christ, would not remain forever. Only Almighty Allah alone is the one who would last forever. From the Quranic perspective, there are some two figures And their lifespan is longer than Imam Zaman alayhi salam's. The first is the Jesus the Christ. And everyone, every Muslim is of the view that he is still alive, though he is in the heaven. But he is alive. And he would come and would perform prayer behind Imam Zaman alayhi salam. This is something that the Muslims unanimously agree upon this important point. So, respectable audience, from the Quranic perspective, there are many issues. First, everyone would test death. Everyone is subject to death. First. Second, there is no specific term, there is no specific period that had to be everyone's lifespan. For example, there is no specific expiry date for everyone. For example, one would die at the age of 40, one at the age of 60, one at the age of 70. There is no specific time and limit for everyone's death. Yes, we can have or we can draw an average. In our century, the people mostly have more than at least 70 or 60 or maximum, for example, 110 years. But more than that, the people cannot live. So can we say that it is impossible that a person should live longer than ordinary people? Scientifically and logically talking, no one can have this claim. No one dare say this, that your or one's time or one's age would be or should be limited to, for example, 70 years. No. So if it is not impossible, if it is not scientifically impossible that a person should live longer than ordinary people, the same case holds true for Imam Zaman alayhi salam. How is it possible that Jesus the Christ has lived and has been living more than centuries? So it is also possible for Almighty Allah to grant this lifespan for Imam Zaman alayhi salam as well. You know that there is a verse in the Holy Quran that talks about the lifespan and the length of Musa alayhi salam's. You know that he has lived more than 950 years. 950 years he was busy preaching his doctrine amongst the people. So, rationally talking, logically talking, scientifically talking, there is no problem that a person should live longer than ordinary people. He who says that it is impossible, he only claims. There is no proof that should support his claim. There were examples during the history that they have lived longer than ordinary than ordinary people. For example, Nuh alayhi salam. So Nuh alayhi salam, he has lived more than a century and a half, he has preached his doctrine, his sharia. So it makes possible for everyone to think that, yes, it is possible that a person should live longer. The Holy Quran says in respect with Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam that وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا 50 عَامًا فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. Or, in respect with Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, again there is a verse that says, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. So, since it is possible that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam should live longer or more than 900 years, or if Yunus alayhi salam did not repent, Almighty Allah says that if he did not repent, I would have put him in the stomach of that fish till the doomsday, if it is possible, so it should not be possible for Almighty Allah to grant and to extend the lifespan of Imam Zaman alayhi salam till the time that he has to wish, till the time he wishes. Why it should be impossible? Then rationally talking, there is not any impossibility that a person should live longer than ordinary people, longer than 100 years, longer than 500 years. Particularly if there is the will of Almighty Allah. If Almighty Allah wills, indeed there is not any impossibility. As in the case of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, where he was given more than 950 years, it was not impossible that he should not live longer than that. So, respectable audience, the conclusion that we can draw is that we should not say that it is impossible that a person should live longer or should live for more than a century. Because one of the doubts that has been raised against the Shi'ats in respect with Imam Zaman alayhi salam is this, that they say, oh, it is absurd. Why? Because ordinary people cannot live longer than a century. So how is it possible? How is it possible for Imam Zaman to live more than 10 centuries? How is it possible that Imam Zaman should survive or should remain alive for this lengthy period? So now we could prove that not only it is possible, but also it has occurred. In about the Jesus the Christ, no one says that, okay, it is impossible that he has to be alive till the time that Almighty Allah pleases. No one doubts about this. Another important point that can be touched in respect with Imam Zaman alayhi salam, that is about the conditions of his reappearance. What are those conditions where Imam Zaman alayhi salam would reappear, would come once again, and we would have direct contacts with him? There are many traditions that talk about those conditions and those ambience or atmosphere where Imam Zaman alayhi salam would reappear. But one thing that those conditions can be classified into two certain and uncertain ones. There are some certain conditions that for reappearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, those conditions should be met first. But there are some uncertain conditions. Those uncertain conditions do not necessarily entail Imam Zaman alayhi salam's reappearance. So coming to our today's talk, that was about the importance and significance of the life hereafter. What a part this life hereafter in belief in life hereafter can play in one's life. What is the part it can play in one's practical life? Prior to this, I have to mention a very interesting point. The interesting point is that sometimes the information you have, they are not very much worthy. They are not worthwhile. They are not very much precious. For they do not have any efficacy. They do not have any impact in your practical life. If you know them or if you do not know them, none of them has its impact in your life. Let me give you an example. If a teenage does not know the distance between two mountains, how much is the distance between two mountains, or how high is the Everest mountain, think of such general informations. If a teenager does not know How deep is the Red Sea, or how high is the Everest mountain? There is no home in his destiny. This ignorance of such information does not harm his life, nor benefits him. Indeed, if one knows or if one does not know, none of them put it as a fact, because they are not very much worthy. But sometimes the questions or the informations are closely related to one's destiny, to one's aftermath. Indeed, knowledge about such things would be extremely of worth. They are extremely important and decisive. They are not compromisable. They are not something that we should overlook. Life hereafter is from the second category of knowledge. Knowledge about the life hereafter is extremely important. That is not of those general informations that we should say if we know or if we do not know, none of them put it as impacts. None of them is effective. We cannot say about the life hereafter this. So now let's see what a resurrection means, technically and lexically. Resurrection means, ma'ad, means to return. Technically means that a day comes that all the human beings, all the living creatures, all would be resurrected in front of Almighty Allah. And all would be asked of their deeds, actions, works, and thoughts. All would be resurrected and would be questioned by Almighty Allah. All of us would be held responsible and would be held accountable in front of Almighty Allah. This is called the Resurrection Day. In the word of Ma'ad has been used once in the Holy Quran, where Almighty Allah says that, I would pave the background for your return. He means the Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him. لَرَادُكَ إِلَى مَعَاد. It means, from the place where you have migrated, from Mecca, once I would make you return. I would pave the background that you have to enter your homeland peacefully. All your arch foes and enemies would be defeated. So Almighty Allah says in this verse of the Holy Quran that إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُّكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ قُلْ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْهُدَى وَمَنْ هُوَ فِي ظَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Almighty Allah says that I would make your return in your homeland. So technically, the resurrection or the life hereafter means that after everyone, after the death, all the human beings, all the creatures would be resurrected by Almighty Allah. And all would be held accountable and responsible of their works and deeds and actions in this world. All of them would be held accountable. That what have you done in the world and why you did it. So all of us would be resurrected to have due responses for Almighty Allah's judgment. So this belief is one of those fundamental beliefs of all the Muslims. Not only all the Muslims, all the divinely revealed religions have come with this concept. That, oh, the human beings, you are not created void. Rather, a day comes that you would be either rewarded or be punished. Another important characteristic of the life hereafter is that we would remain forever then, after our resurrection, after clarification of all these responsibilities, after that we gave answers to those questions put against us, we would either remain in the hell, God forbid, or we would enjoy living in the paradise. May God bless us all. But after that, there will be no death. There will be no destruction. There will be no annihilation. Eternity comes. Eternity starts then. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, if a topic, if a concept talks about our eternal aftermath, isn't it important? Isn't it decisive? Isn't it pivotal? For sure it is. Because it is going to deal with our eternal prosperity or adversity. So an intelligent guy would think and would come and say that all those questions which are related to my eternal felicity in adversity, they have to be cooked well, they have to be dealt well, they have to be touched, and I have to ponder upon. So may Almighty Allah bless us all eternal felicity in a happier life in that world, and may God Almighty Allah resurrect us with his last noble prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, and the rest of the saints. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.